It happens all the time. It happens all the time when the brain or the mind, they come up with a case. It all the time happens that the brain, the mind, they float. Yes, they float the screen inside of us with a case. It doesn't matter if it's from the past or the future, or an ad that you saw in the bus station, or ad that you saw in a news site. It doesn't matter. Whenever there is a contact, there's immediately a case against it. And there's a sense of animosity. One side, me, the other side is the case. Past or future, event, a sentence that you saw in a book, in an ad, it doesn't matter. This is how it goes. This is what the brain does. Wrestler. It's a muscle and it wrestles all the time. And we feel restless. Good afternoon, Abigail. We're so happy to see you. This is what the brain does. If you want to look at it from the Hebrew perspective, as Weinreb mentions it, I'll try to write the Hebrew letters here and explain it, even if you want mathematically. Moach, brain, this is 48. Yes? What is 4? 2 in the power of 2. I cannot do this. I will write it. I will say it because I cannot type it. So, what is 4? 2 in the power of 2. This is a matrix of 4, yes? 4 windows, we could say. 2 in the power of 2 gives us 4. What is 8? 2 in the power of 3 gives us the 8. And there you have it. So, this is what it does. This is how it works. Just don't take it seriously. Don't identify with what the brain does. By the way, if you look at those numbers, 2 in the power of 2, 2 in the power of 3, you take the 2 and the 3, this is the value of Chaya. Chaya is an animal. And many times we can see that people... We have this in a way in history, and today I saw another archaeological finding, a statue of a man with the head of a lion. So you have this in many, many cultures, like a hybrid between man and animal. Sometimes it's the body of a man, sometimes the head is of a lion, sometimes it's a body of a man, the head is of an eagle, sometimes the upper part is of a man and the lower part is of a horse or any kind of an animal. So this is a creation, those hybrids, yes? This is what the brain does. Narration, movies, yes? Don't get excited about it. This is what it does. It's a muscle. And to stay fit, it's always on. What is on mode? To offer you a scenario in which we are losers, and there's a great power, and there's a battle. This is what it does all the time. Any questions? Fernando, did you want to write something, to say something? Please feel free. Also, Weinreb, when he speaks about the days of creation, when he enters the third day, there's day one, day two, and day three of the vine. This is already there. We find a hybrid, the man and the animal, the man and the beast, yes, in the third day. Yes. Yes. Could you speak about that?
Hello, Meti and friends.
Shalom. Good morning. How do you do?
Good morning. I'm fine, Meti. And how do you do?
Well, happy to be here with you.
Me too, Meti. Me too. Many things, Meti, about what you just said. First, about this litigation, let's say, about this case. I had that dream this night. I'm just like this, you know.
Yes, about what?
about a team. I would not enter in details, but I was like kind of feeling like that an injustice was happening, you know. And so I, as you know, the as a lawyer, went and said, oh, this is unjust because of this and that, and this guy is a thief, let's say, is a fraud. And then came an old friend and said, no, you are not looking at the whole picture. You are not seeing that something happened here and there about other things, and this is happening because of that about things that was not correlated, let's say. But it makes me remember about that story that you shared once about Moses. I think that he was, you know, walking and thinking that injustice was rising in the world, but it was only because he had not the whole picture. Okay. So just to share this, that sometimes we feel this injustice, but in fact we do not know anything, because there are so many points that we cannot see, that it's difficult to understand why something is happening.
That's correct.
And the second thing it is that a long time ago I read a book about Sphinx, you know, about like different Sphinx. Because for me, I thought that there was only one Sphinx, that one that we see with a head of a human, you know, the body of a lion, some wings of eagle, and the feet of ox, right? But in fact, there are different Sphinx, and I was wondering, what does it mean, you know? Because it seems that for the lower, the head becomes a monkey, the body of a dog, you know, it becomes uglier, let's say. Or you can go up, and the head becomes of the angel, and the wings of an angel, and so on and so forth. And this is in this story of humanity, you know. These images are present in the story of humankind. So I don't know what to say about this, about these hybrids, about these symbols, these hybrid symbols. I don't know. What do you think about this?
Thank you for questioning. We can look at Ezekiel dream or vision. Yes, Chazon HaMerkava, Chazon HaMerkava. The dream or the vision of the vehicle or the chariot of Ezekiel. What happens? Where is Ezekiel when he has this prophecy? Where is he located? He is located in Babylon. Babylon, Babel. Babel comes from levalbel, to confuse, to mix, livlol, to mix. Yes? To mix. Babel, it means to mix, when everything is mixed. And there in Babylon, he has this vision. And this vision is happening on a river which is called Kvar. Kvar. It means already, already. And when we open those letters, Kvar, Kvar, this is Kaf is 20, Bet is 2, Resh is 200, and welcome to the world of duality. So this vision that we did not even mention, yes, what it is about, is happening upon the river Kvar. Kvar, it means already, yes, already, the river that was already. But when we open the letters, you see that each one of the letters shows duality. Also, the same letters, yes, the same letters in a different order, they give us the word vehicle, rechev. Vehicle, rechev, merkava, chariot. So already the location, please pay attention. It's Ezekiel in Babylon, when everything is mixed. Where? Upon the river Kvar. What is the river Kvar? 220, 200. Or Rechev, vehicle. What is a vehicle? Supposed to deliver us from one place to another. Like there is a distance between the two. This is before the description of what is happening in this vision, just from those letters. Yes? Thank you, Abigail. So before we enter the vision of Ezekiel, just the location of Ezekiel in Babylon, mix, Babel, Levalbel, to mix. And then the river Kvar, 220. All of those are dimensions of duality, plus the same root letters means vehicle. Rechev, Merkava. If there's a vehicle, yes, there's rider and there's, it means already two, and vehicle always takes us from one point to another point, meaning there is a distance. Before everything starts, everything just shines duality, 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 duality. And then starts the vision. Yes, and what is in the vision? Of course, this is the vision, yes, of the animals. There's a lion there, there's an eagle, there's a bull, and there's also the face of a human. What is happening? Why there this, and this is without going into details, how each one of them, how many wings, how is the calf, how is the foot in relation to the directions of the wind and how they move, without going into details. What is happening? Why to bother and to write such a vision? Why to bother and to write it down? What creates the vision? What creates the dream? This is the question. Because everything here shows duality. The letters of the place, the location of the river, the vehicle. Do we need to move from one place to another? Is there a horse and a rider? That means that there are two. Why there's a hybrid? Why does the vision even deals with a hybrid? Sometimes the vehicle has a face of a lion, sometimes of an eagle, sometimes of a bull. Why is it so? Why there are so many faces? And to whom those faces are really existing? To whom? Because in being, by mere being or non-duality, there is no movement. There is no duration in time. Be still. Nothing happened. There is no matrix. But suddenly comes this vision. So before we go and translate, interpret the vision, trying to look from this filter called vision, to whom does it speak? Why do we need to read about this vision? Why to bother and to write it? Let's say someone had a dream, someone had a vision. Why to bother and to write it? Why? What kind of a communication does it give us? Today, while I was reading in the morning, I read about how humanity is ancient, and they found a little sculpture. The age of the sculpture is 45, listen to this great number, 45,000 years before our time. 45,000. This little sculpture is 45,000 years before our times. And the sculpture has a body of a man and a head of a lion. It was found in Europe. And according to this finding, there are assumptions that people already had those very developed world to create such a little statue. So why to create such a hybrid statue, a head of a lion, a body of a man? Why the two? Why do we need to see even a statue in front of our eyes? Why people decorate their houses with pictures and paintings? Why is that so? And another question, we read in the Bible about dreams and visions. Abraham had a vision, yes? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, definitely, Fernando. Abraham had a vision, the covenant between the parts. Jacob had a dream about the ladder and the angels ascending and descending. Joseph also had two dreams, also Pharaoh, also the ministers of Pharaoh. Isaac had no dreams. Why is that so? Not as persons, not as characters in the movie. Why Isaac does not have any dream, or any dream is not related to Isaac? Why is it so? You can unmute and speak. Yes? Yes, Yanis. Excellent. Isaac is outside space and time. Yes. Yes, yes. Also Fernando, yes, he was blind to duality. Yes. He's not in space and time, so he's blind to duality. So even if he see dream, he doesn't have eyes to see any dreaming. You see? So he's not in space of he is not in space of time. He is laughter from the infinite. Yes. So dreaming and dreams has to do with the matrix. Yes. Of space and time. This is why Isaac does not dream or doesn't have a dream, or the Bible does not mention any dream regarding Isaac. Isaac, if you notice, doesn't ask for children. As Abraham says, and well, if you give me, and I only have here assistant Eliezer, inherit me and you did not give me. Da, da, da. In Isaac, you don't find this at all. There's only one little description that says that he was praying for his wife, Rebecca, but not for himself. He doesn't need children because he's not from here. So Isaac, usually the book of Zohar, sees Isaac as, how do you say, passive figure? This is a one way to describe it, but he's not acting in this world. Listen to the book of miracles. What happens to the brain and those who live in space and time is something very simple. There is an active, doing, making. Active denial of what we are not. Active denial, or in other words, you can say there's active denial of who we are. So all those activities is basically emotions, is active denial of who we are. And Isaac is not active. And he is not denying who we are. So he's not asking for children. He's not dreaming. He has no dreams. He doesn't know even who is he blessing. He also doesn't care. So there is one way to see how the book of Zohar describes and others as a passive character. But he is not. He is the only one who is not actively denial the soul. Yes, 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 Fernando, yes. So all these brain's activities and those cases that they're showing us, because the mind always, there is not just screen in the computer, or in the phone, or in TV, or in the cinema. There is a screen inside of us. And this screen, the brain always shoots pictures inside and sentences, which we don't question and just eat them because they're truth. We see them inside. So this is what the brain does all the time, but not with Isaac. Yes? There's a beautiful article that was written about the binding of Isaac, Akedah. Akedah is the binding of Isaac in Hebrew. And the sages are saying that Akedah, you could look at the binding, not so much of Isaac, the bodies, arms and leg, but the bindings of the activity of the brain. Yes, that the brain will not expand, because whatever happens when the brain, this is what it does. We show this. What is a brain? Moach. Yeah, 48, 2 in the power of 2, 2 in the power of 3. You take the 2 and the 3, this is animal, chaya. And the brain is a beast. Can people kill? Yes. Like beasts. Can they shoot amphetamines and all kinds of drugs and storm into a war? Yes. Can they eat other humans and animals? Yes. Yes. How? How all of those things are happening? From where? Do you understand the question? The mind of a beast? So this is quite interesting to read that the binding of Isaac was not so much to, this is another perspective, to sacrifice, as people take it literally and so, but to bind the expansion and the movement and the creativity, sometimes very horrifying creativity of the brain in space and time. Also to limit technology. Yes, when the technology, what happens is that technology is like splitting and splitting and splitting and splitting and splitting. And the more technology is getting developed, so also the sense that men have about their control in life. The more there's a development happenings and very rapidly, the more men and humanity have the sense that they control the world, control life, and so on. But this is already programmed, and Weinreb speaks about this. This is already, there's a stopper on this rapid development. Man can think whatever he wants about development, and he can control development, and he is the master of development, and he sends all kinds of vehicles to the outer space, da 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 da. But there's a stopper. And this stopper is already represented in the binding of Isaac. There's a stopper. You are limited until here. So Isaac is not that passive as some are tending to see. Again, this is not a figure, this is not a persona, but let's say its appearance in space and time, and he lived longer. He lived 180 years, more than Abraham that lived 175, and more than Jacob that lived 147 years. He was not invested in what is happening at all. Any question? Thank you, Felipe. It's beautiful. It is like people who lived in the Middle Ages in Europe wrote about this expression of binding. Yes, a failing system. A failing and a falling system. It is built like this that the development will not hold because it's just a failing system. Yanis, any question that you'd like to ask? The brain cannot have a sense of stillness. Yes? It just like a machine pumps. Thank you, Yanis. Pumps. And it is like a child that throws tantrum. This is when we sit still and you see our true nature, that our true nature is not happening in a way in space and time. But the brain will always jump and claims that this is his. And this is what defines us as me and so on. But our true nature is being. It's like Isaac has nothing to do with the duration of space and time. This is why we are incapable of doing anything. Yes, Fernando? Can we say that we all have these different modes of being? Yes, of course, in us. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob is sure. And how to integrate? You don't need to do anything. It's not of a making. There is no need to integrate. It is false assumption that we need to integrate the shadow, integrate. You don't need to do anything. This is a foreign assumption in the Western education or Western lifestyle or Western thinking. Integration, yes, is the system, yes, that in the West, yes, there is a sense that everything is in our making or under our making, and we need to integrate something. Is there, like if there is something which is outside of us and we need to integrate it, like integrate minorities, like integrate the shadow, nothing is outside of us. So there is no need to do any action, and there is no need to integrate anything, because this assumption that we integrate someone or whatever is like this phenomenon is outside. So, and there isn't. This is how it is. So there is no need to integrate. Just when we sit still or be still, you see this draft, yes, of us that is running and doing things in the world is not our true nature. Yes, our true nature is of the eternal. And there is no movement in it. There is no becoming in it. And there is no condition in it. There is no before and after. So, and those are the twins, basically. The kinetic, the one that runs in the world and the making, this is the kind. You could look at it like this, yes? And the one that sits still and nothing happens in a way, they're just being, this is Abel. So this is eternal. This is eternal. Because you see, yes, Yane says, if you don't do anything, just be still, can change. Yes, to see that the doer is not you. The doer is not you. Let's say there's brushing teeth in the morning, so there's an action. Yes? Teeth brushing. But this appears in space and time. It comes from the source. Yes? Through body-mind that appears in space and time. But our true nature is not of a movement. Because what is the nature of a movement? To move between one and two. Yes? What does it do? Jump or moves. But it's non-two. So our true nature is not of the two. But we are somehow, the brain convinces us, yes, that we are the doer. Somebody wakes up in the morning, washes, leaves the house, go to work, drives the car, there's a driving office, return home. And then he has like few moments to sit still. And this is the true nature all the rest, all the hecticness in Traffic Jam is just a cartoon figure, Tom and Jerry. The problem is when we are identifying with this cartoon, which is running in the cities between courts, if it's a lawyer, if it's a teacher, and teachers just comes home, just want to rest, have some coffee, and then the pictures from class and this changing. This is what happens when we identify with those cartoon characters that are running there in court, in school, in hospitals as doctors. The story becomes heavy and it creates animosity. Always in a hospital, there will be another doctor that will have another opinion about another patient. And there's always like things running, all kinds of scenarios and scripts. Again, in school, there's going to be another master, headmaster, another teacher. They will have different perspective about another child and his parents, her parents. There's a case. Just don't identify, don't be invested in this, how do you say, cartoon. It's just a movie. This is just a moving pictures. And no one of the participants in this picture, whether it's doctors in hospital, system, supermarket, it doesn't matter, the street, the bus, nobody has any intention. So there is no need to create triple scenarios inside. He said, she said, she might have thought, he might have ultra motive, hidden motive, and so on. It just happens. This is just a movie, moving pictures. So our true nature is like Isaac, outside of the duration of space and time. This is why there's a capability of laughing. And laugh you cannot control. Whenever there's a, sometimes that people experience, or there is anxiety, there is no particular person that has anxiety. There is anxiety. The mistake, Fernando, is to say, I have anxiety, or he has an anxiety. No, there is an anxiety. There is no identification with the phenomenon. Yes? So what happens is, when if you notice in a very unexpected moment, suddenly there's a laughter from the participants or even from ourselves, because it's something, the laughter cannot be calculated. Everything can be calculated, but not a laughter. This is why Isaac, this something, it's not something that you cannot calculate. It cannot be conceived. This is why also a tyrant and like regimes and dictatorship never let people laugh. They cannot produce any humoristic writing or programs or movies, because everything is in dictatorship is pre-calculated and predeterminated. Everything is already figured in the box, and laughter you cannot calculate. This is why they forbid people to have any laugh, to have a sense of humor. It's forbidden. It's just forbidden. Yesterday, like Jill shared with us, the change of weather in Atlanta, and so yesterday also there was a change in the elevator. There was a neighbor coming at 5. I said, did you notice it's rather cold in the morning? There's a change of season. He says, I did not expect what she will say, but she, oh, so you feel, you have the capability to feel the change, so you are in a very good position. Just speaking about the change of the weather, it's a bit chilly in the morning. It's so, from her side, Russian education, if someone speaks about the change of temperature in the morning, it's getting chilly and certain flowers are blooming because there's a slowly change of the season. How do you allow yourself to feel this change of temperature? Imagine this. In those, it doesn't matter how many years they are out of Russia or out of the KGB or call it whatever you like, they still, the fear from feeling is engraved in some people. They don't let themselves feel. So you feel? Oh, so in a good condition you can feel. Temperature, you know, like Jill said, it's you wear pullover or something or sweatshirts on, take a blanket. No, so no. Yes. So the interesting, whatever happens in the daily living, yes, to each and every one of us, is not of our making, is not of, has to do with our attribute. It just happens what the brain does. It always connects. It says there is a linear connection between the movement of this cartoonish figure and our true nature. And this is who you are. The one who runs in traffic jam, the one who runs in court. This is your true nature. This is who you are. And it pins us. And you feel like pinned on a cross. And of course, you reject it because we are not of the motion. We are not of the motion. So whatever happens in the daily living, any activity, whether to go to the supermarket, attend school, have pre-meeting with the parents before, say, the school year starts, whatever happens, any exchange in the elevator, yes, is just a movie. It has nothing to do with the true nature, which is still an unlimited and eternal. All the rest is a storytelling inside. You are the one who ran in traffic jam. You are the one who was crossing the zebra crossing while another driver was running into the zebra with another driver shouting and cursing. Just happens. Yes? But the brain, this is, if there's an activity, the brain will always claim mastership on this activity and pin it. This is you. Yes? On the zebra crossing when two drivers are crossing. This is you standing there when they were crossing and whatever. This is what the brain does. Always try to engage this nothingness with any kind of appeared activity. But we are not of this activity. This is any kind of identification with the activity is active denial of who we are. But Yannis says, but let's say example, but I water the plants. There's a watering, but we say this is not who you are. Even watering the plants, even watering, this is not who you are. Yes? So we could speak even about, we don't see ourselves as clones. Yes, we believe that this is the one who was born in such year and has a name. He acts in this life. He goes to work and so on. Ta, 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 ta. But this is only, how do you say, what emanates the figurine that runs outside is the source. The figurine has nothing to do, yes, with the source. there's only, if you want to look at the source as a source of electricity that runs through this figurine. Yes, the figurine has nothing to do with this. And this figurine thinks to herself, itself, her, himself, oh, I have this thought. Oh, I have this feeling. Not, you're just empty vessel. When the source streams certain kind of electricity, this is what comes. Happiness, so to speak. When there's less, there comes another curve, and you feel there's gloominess, and there's a different kinds of electricity moves, and there's like dancing. But we are not dancers, and we are not producers, yes, and we are not actors. Everything streams, yes, comes from the source and manifest, how do you say, cause this manifestation. And there is no need to walk with heavy shoulders, like we did something which is unforgiven or something so heavy and there's injustice and so on, because we don't know. We aren't capable of knowing anything because we are nothing. So there is no need to go with the sense that I know better or I was here before and so on. Our true nature has nothing to do with space and time and the manifestation. Yes? All the stories that we tell ourselves, or we were told that we have a name and appearance, it's just, a touch story. Yes, it has nothing to, it's very random, and there is no need to hold it, because it's not real. It's not real. And there's a great relief. Any question? Fernando, Felipe, Abigail, Yanis, Jill? There is no need to go with the sense that we are carrying the world. Yes? The source animates through us. Yes? Like they say, it's not that people were carrying the ark. But the ark carries, yes? Ha'aron nose et nosav. The ark carries its carrier. The ark is the source, if you want. Carries its carriers. The ark carries its carriers. We are incapable of doing anything. You stop the oxygen and there's nothing. Yes, yes, I will. Ha'aron, the ark, nose, carries, et nosav, its carriers. Yes, Ha'aron, the ark, carries its carriers. The source carries us, not we are carrying the source. You see people go with heavy shoulders, and they have like folds in their brain, you know, in the, how do you say, forehead. Like they make a lot of effort to think, a lot of effort to walk. I walked 10,000 steps today. I ran marathon. I do the triathlon or something. A lot of effort. I keep certain diet. This is how people speak. I have a motorbike. No, you're not. All of those stories are not existing. It still is the same. We aren't capable of doing anything. we aren't capable of doing anything. Everything comes from the source through us. Yes? And you ask about a sick or a lame. Lame is to the eyes, but there our true being has no organs. There is no divisions of organs. It's only to the eyes. They speak about Ramach Evarim, the name of Abraham is with the additional hey is 248. 248, and they speak about the 248 organs. This is the division that they're counting the organs. Yes, this is what the brain does. Split, 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 split. Yes, this is what the eyes see. But in the noumenon, there is no name and there is no counting. Yes, and there is no movement. And no word can conceive it. There is no perception or conception. This is it. Of course not. Being has no organs. Of course not. Of course, Yanis, being has no... It's good that you ask. It's good. It's good. Very good. Very good. Of course, being has no organs. Of course. So, dear friends, I shall be happy to greet you with a new week, with a new month, with a new movement in the seasons whenever you feel the changes. And thank you all for participating in this beautiful session. We shall meet here on Wednesday at the same time. Thank you, Abigail, Yanis, Jill, Fernando, Felipe. Shavua tov and see you soon. Thank you. Thank you all.